Moving into the final month of the session already, Senator, one of your bills, Senate Bill 523, had a House hearing, so it's making its way through. It deals with what we call RFIDs. Tell us about what that bill would do.
Sure. It is a bill that bans the use of RFID technology in Missouri's public schools. There's concern there because that technology is being used in other states to track students, and it's difficult to limit the technology. That's radio frequency identification technology, and we see it in real life fairly often. We don't always think about it. People that travel on toll roads may have indicators in their car, RFID devices on their car that they get when they purchase a certain amount of tolling tokens, and they just zip right on through the reader and it reads the RFID device. You may have them at your workplace. You may have identification badges that you just walk in the vicinity of a card reader and it opens, unlocks a door or reads a door. It's a terrific technology. It's great when you have control of the technology. The problem in the public schools is that we don't always have control of that technology. You can read these up to several miles away and they can be intercepted by anyone who has a reader that reads whatever frequency your RFID device uses. So there's a lot of concerns about who can access your children's information. There's also the capability on these RFID chips to put any amount of medical information, personal information, which might be useful to a school. Obviously, if you enroll your child in a school and they have some special allergies or they have some other special medical conditions, you might want the school to have that. But you wouldn't necessarily want it broadcast continually out where anyone with a reader could pick that up and get information on your child, on who they are, what their condition is, where they live, any number of things that could be on there. And so there's been concern raised in states that have begun to do this, and there's a lot of pushback. I don't believe there are any schools in Missouri right now using this technology to monitor students, so we wouldn't be causing a school that has spent a lot of money to set up this technology to have to shut it down. We want to get in before that happens so they don't buy this technology and then the state decides it's not a good idea and they're hung with technology that they have purchased but can't use.
These RFIDs, like any technology, is a dual-edged sword. It makes things a lot easier, as you say. It operates as entry access for a door, all the information that can be put on it. The downside is we've seen so many people easily hack and get into the FBI's website, CIA's website, and things like that. Again, having an RFID reader is not difficult to attain, not difficult to even build one that can scan multiple IDs. And when you're talking about an ID card for a student, there's a lot of information on there that's just begging to be used in the wrong way.
Exactly. And you put your finger right on the whole issue. It's a great item if there's nothing on there that is private, should be kept private. We use it for cattle. You know, we use it for pets. You locate a pet because you had one of these RFID devices and if you lost your pet, somebody could go find it. Right now, we know the NSA can find us with our cell phones, and we're concerned about some of those security issues. So we've got those mixed. If you want to use this in a cow's ear so that somebody can quickly identify whether the cow that they bought is the cow that they get, if you want to use it on a pallet of equipment so a company can keep an inventory without having to send a man or a woman out to count the pallets, it's great technology. You can put all the information on there that a business would need or that anyone in that proper setting could use. But this, I believe, is an improper setting. And so we are trying to pass a law to say it will not be used in public schools in the state of Missouri.